The CEO of the world's largest movie theater chain, AMC, is selling over $50 million worth of shares in the company. AMC came close to bankruptcy during the pandemic, but it was able to survive in part thanks to the help of millions of ordinary retail investors who snapped up shares of the company's stock. Robin Farzad, a host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has been following AMC's roller coaster ride, and he's here to tell us more. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Good. So the overwhelming majority of AMC shareholders are individual investors. So remind us of who they are and what role they've played in creating AMC's really good fortunes.
We are living in surreal days. I mean, the pandemic and boom in home streaming devastate the movie theater business. AMC is glide-pathing to bankruptcy, but no, an army of little investors hanging on to nostalgia and chatting it up on online boards. They bid up the beleaguered stock, in effect creating a windfall currency for the chain. Management typically listens to big mutual and hedge funds, but not mom and pop. But these small accounts flexed their power and they want to exert their ownership. So now the company is worth $20 billion and is listening to the mom and pop investors.
So, all right. So these retail investors really drove up the company's stock price. How are they viewing now CEO Adam Aron's decision to cash in these millions of dollars in shares?
Well, at $40 right now, AMC stock is merely at the midway point of its peak and trough visited during COVID. And the CEO is out there insisting, "Who loves you, investors? I love you. I really love you. But, you know, I'm also 67 years old and have tax and estate planning to attend to. So please don't read too much into it. And hey, let's go sell some more popcorn."
Okay, well, the CEO needs to keep all these ordinary investors happy, and I understand he's been entertaining all kinds of ideas from these folks about, possible new ventures for AMC. What sorts of things are they suggesting?
Well, for starters, beginning next year, AMC actually wants to sell its popcorn at mall kiosks, food courts, stores, and even through home delivery and prepackaged in supermarkets. Jane, there's no word yet on a similar expansion for $8 fountain drinks. I don't think 7-Eleven's Big Gulp is in any danger for now.
So Adam Aron will still own more than 2 million shares in AMC. What plans does he have for the company?
This is a huge chain of theaters with significant operating expenses, a significant debt load. How are you going to get butts back in seats, especially when Hollywood is focused less on box office and more on Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus? The CEO, to his credit, is a can-do type who claims to love to hear from his small investors, and they have no shortage of ideas. Concerts, sports simulcasts, do you get into original content somehow? You do sense that something has structurally and permanently changed about the box office business. So you can only hang on to popcorn sales for so long.
So do you think individual investors are turned off by all this? I mean, what's the message here?
It's not as euphoric as it got when the stock hit $72, and it's not as tragic as when the stock hit $2. It's right at the midway point, and it's kind of a wait-and-see thing. Can you really parlay this enthusiasm into innovating into a new business model? Because even past COVID, you get the impression that the movie theater business is not coming back 100%.
Such an interesting story. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jane.